hope he's okay. I saw that those storms that came through Ringgold, Georgia, that's real close to Rising Fawn, where the Blake estate is. I think the number I have on him is an old number or something. I couldn't get in touch with him, but I'll assume he's okay. He's probably sitting on his porch in his chair watching it go by. He didn't like to leave the house too much for anything, even storms. There's some story of this festival up north somewhere. I wanted Norman Blake to come play at their festival, and he says, I'd love to play at your festival if you just move it to Georgia. Any other questions or comments? Yes, sir?
How do you have your guitar set up? You know, learning to play guitar with a lower action. Do you have any hints other than playing soft if you
the action on this guitar here is medium to medium high. I used to keep guitars a little higher when I was a little younger. I just had this guitar worked on a few days ago before I left here and had the fret stressed and things. It feels a little bit stiff right now from coming from that. As far as tips for playing and, you know, being aware of buzzes and things like that, yeah, it's, when you're playing acoustic music, acoustic guitars especially, there's a challenge of, you know, getting the biggest tone possible, but yet maintaining a playability. Guitars play better the lower the action, but, you know, as any of you have ever experienced with this, you know, and a guitar feels great, a lot of times you'll hear some real buzzy notes all over the fingerboard. And so it's just, you know, there's a sort of, again, an intricate balance of neck angle and all this kind of stuff that's going on. And a good luthier should be able to work with you and find a good setup. I'm fortunate that this guy, Andy Todd, there in Nashville, he's just really good. You know, I just give it to him and say, set it up the way you think it ought to be, and it's always great. So for most bluegrass players, higher the better. I usually, a goal for me is try to see how high I can get it before it's uncomfortable versus how low I can get it. So that's kind of the way I go about it, and that's usually going to work out okay. This one was a little low over the winter time. It started up. You'll find some stuff down there that's the fret buzz, but up here it's okay. Some guitars deal with higher or lower action better. You know, it's a tricky thing. It's a little bit metaphysics involved. Sometimes I have some guitars that, for some reason, the strings feel a little more loose on the guitar. You know, it's hard to say. There's materials and tension and all that kind of stuff working. But it all, you know, all makes a difference. Anything else? We're gonna play a tune. Yes, sir. These days, I like Julian Lage and Grant Gordy. I think they're real exciting to hear. Man, there's such a slew of strong bluegrass players right now. I like Grant and Julian are more jazz players. But they play dreadnoughts, and so I like hearing how they kind of work around, you know, the bigness of the guitar versus most jazz guys who usually, like we're talking about, go for the lower action and the easier sort of playability. So I can sort of feel their pain as they're playing, but yet it's really exciting to listen to. And talking about gypsy stuff, there's this guy I've heard about him, and I actually had a lesson with him 5 or 6 years ago. Yasho Stefan from Germany. Just spooky how good he is. I watched a little bit of YouTube stuff on him the other day. What about you, Luke? What guitar players do you like? Luke's a great guitar player, by the way.
Too kind.
No, I know. But we're standing in front of people, and if I didn't just say something about this,
in that spirit, I would have to say I listen to a lot of Brian, so.
Yeah, thank you.
Brian, I heard you also
I play fiddle, yeah.
He does.
We should switch, yeah.
Not today.
Let's play the Daily's Reel. This is a tune. I first heard this great band, Carol Best String Band around Asheville, play this when I was growing up. Max Snodderly on the fiddle, Danny Johnson on the guitar, Carol Best on the banjo.